The Department of Agriculture says a new approach to the way it provides information about the livestock export trade is more efficient, and it says it will allow the public to gain a snapshot of how SCAS, the system introduced to ensure Australian animals are treated in accordance with welfare standards, is performing in export markets. But animal welfare group, the RSPCA, doesn't see it that way. The group's chief scientist is Dr. Bidder Jones.
Well, what used to happen was with every investigation, there was an individual report published that described how the investigation was conducted, what the findings were, assessed the evidence provided, gave some explanation of the regulatory action that the department had taken, and just conclusions. So there's quite a lot of detail, important detail, that puts that investigation into context and allows the reader to scrutinise that decision-making process. What that's been replaced with is half a page of summary information that's buried inside a report that is largely a promotional exercise for the live export trade.
But you're still getting, I guess, the important facts about the nature of the complaint, who made the complaint, and what decision the department arrived at, whether that was upheld and what action was taking. So I guess, is the other information really all that necessary to be disseminated publicly?
Well, we think it is. We think it's, I mean, really, if you end up with half a page, it's really just saying, look, we've looked at this, we checked what was going on, and we think everything's fine, or we've recorded this non-compliance. That's really not enough information for anybody to actually scrutinise those decisions. And remember, we're talking about things that are happening in overseas countries that rely on information from exporters, from the people that actually are under investigation, that's where most of the evidence comes from that the department then considers in terms of regulatory compliance and breaches. So it is really important that that decision-making process and that detail is made public.
The new system will see reports of investigations into alleged breaches of the supply chain system released twice a year, instead of the previous regime of releasing them as soon as investigations concluded. The twice-yearly reports will also include an overview of which countries Australian animals were sent to and where alleged breaches happened. The Chief Executive of the Australian Livestock Exporters Council, Alison Penfold, says it will give the public a better sense of what's happening in the trade.
To the general public, being able to read through all of the key issues, particularly the outcome of the investigation, the response from exporters in a far more accessible version, I think, is about the transparency and making sure that people feel that the information is approachable to meet their needs.
And what about the length of some of these investigations, the latest reports that were just released last week? Some of the incidents that they relate to happened more than a year ago. Is that good enough?
No, it's not good enough. We agree that the investigations need to be undertaken far more expeditiously. Indeed, whilst that's the case, exporters, as I've said, are when they report an incident, are also reporting the actions they've taken to fix it. So that's obviously an important element, but it is taking far too long. Resources need to be allocated to this task. It is potentially undermining confidence in the department's ability to undertake investigations. It's not good for the system, and we'd certainly support any initiatives that the government could take to speed up that investigation process.